Four companies moved to blacklist Project Veritas in quick succession after big tech exposés. By Lucas Nolan on June 27, 2019. Investigative journalism group Project Veritas has dropped multiple major stories this month on big tech. Here are five times big tech tried to censor them as a result. Recently, investigative journalism group Project Veritas has published multiple stories that have hit Silicon Valley tech giants such as Google hard, revealing the company's lack of respect for Congress and attempts to censor conservative opinions. As a result, Project Veritas has faced multiple attempts at censoring their stories off the internet. Following a tweet from Project Veritas, Breitbart News has compiled a list of the various ways that Project Veritas has been censored in just the month of June alone. 1. YouTube bans videos about Veritas investigation into Pinterest. A recent investigation by Project Veritas revealed that Pinterest added Bible verses to a sensitive terms list and censored a major pro-life website as pornography. Shortly after this, the Project Veritas video featuring testimony from a Pinterest insider was removed from YouTube. Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe said in a statement, "The established media and technology are so afraid of investigative journalism they need to censor it. YouTube calls reporting on someone by showing their face and name, and how they added a pro-life group to a porn blacklist, a privacy complaint. Would they do this to Neat?" 2. Twitter suspends Project Veritas account over Pinterest story. Twitter also didn't seem to take kindly to Project Veritas revealing information leaked to them by an insider at Pinterest. Following the posting of the Pinterest story to Twitter, Project Veritas saw its account temporarily suspended from the platform. This took place shortly after the removal of the Pinterest story from YouTube, adding further credence to claims that tech firms are colluding to shut down conservatives on their platforms. 3. Reddit bans Project Veritas. Social media site and self-proclaimed front page of the internet. Reddit also recently banned Project Veritas account after the organization tried to post a link to their Google Insider story. A few days later, Reddit quarantined the Trump-supporting subreddit the_Donald, which had over 750,000 subscribers at the time of its quarantining. Users attempting to visit the subreddit are met with a warning page, deterring them from accessing the community. Reddit described its reasoning for censoring the subreddit stating, 4. YouTube bans video of undercover Google investigation. Some commenters found it unsurprising that Google-owned video hosting platform YouTube would take action to censor the most recent Google investigation by Project Veritas, as it could prove very damaging to the company going forward. In the video, Google executive Jen Genei made multiple damaging comments about the company to undercover Project Veritas investigators, stating, "We all got screwed over in 2016, again it wasn't just us. It was, the people got screwed over. The news media got screwed over. Like, everybody got screwed over, so we're rapidly been like, happened there and how do we prevent it from happening again? We're also training our algorithms, like, if 2016 happened again, would the outcome be different?" Shortly after Project Veritas published its investigation, along with video footage of Genei making these comments, Veritas videos were removed from YouTube. 5. Vimeo follows YouTube's lead, removes video. And shortly after YouTube's removal of the video, another hosting platform called Vimeo removed the same video. Vimeo stated that the video was not allowed on its platform as, "You cannot upload videos that are hateful, defamatory, or discriminatory." One of the only platforms still hosting the video, which once again is simply an investigation into Genei's comments and footage of her making said comments, is BitChute, a free speech-centered video sharing platform. The full video can be watched on BitChute here. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, has also uploaded the Project Veritas to his YouTube account, as tweeted out by James O'Keefe. As the 2020 elections draw near and social media once again becomes a political battleground, users should expect to see more of this sort of censorship as the masters of the universe attempt to prevent another Trump situation, to use Google executive Jen Genei's own words. Breitbart News will continue to investigate these Silicon Valley tech firms and will report on the ongoing work by Project Veritas, which appears to have greatly angered the tech giants. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter @LucasNolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.